And welcome back. We're at the Codemash here live, the Web Matrix Show. I'm Mark Brown, and I've got with me Ryan Osmek. He's the president of Open Source Matters. This is the open source foundation for Joomla and the Joomla community. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Hey, so tell me, let's talk about Joomla kind of in a broad context. Tell me really, explain kind of Joomla and the whole design philosophy around Joomla itself as a web CMS, and maybe talk a little bit about how that kind of drives the community around the work you guys do.
Yeah, in fact, I would almost posit it slightly differently. It's the community that's really driving for the CMS. You know, it's this unique experiment of, you know, social development and engineering coming together. It's just it's cool to watch a community that doesn't have a benevolent dictator. We don't have some major corporate backer. We've got a nonprofit organization that helps, like, the legal and the financial pieces of it, but really it's just the passion of folks that really want to do good work for the development of the code, pushing forward our marketing and getting the word out. So I just feel lucky to be able to sit up here and chat with you about it, because there's lots of folks out there that are just coming together to make it happen. There's no one leader at all.
So it's the ultimate distributed model, I guess, in terms of a community around a single cause, I guess,
in
that sense.
And we're succeeding. It's great to see that happening. It's great to see us moving forward.
Yeah. Well, you got a very passionate community for sure. I follow a lot of folks in the Joomla community, and they definitely are very passionate about what's going on. So obviously some new stuff for you guys with Joomla 1.6 coming out. You want to talk to me about some of the great features and other things that are popping with Joomla in version 1.6 now?
Yeah, when you've got something, you know, like I said, cooking in the oven for 3 years, there's a little bit for everything, or there's a lot for everybody now. You know, designers, developers, content managers and implementers are going to have a good time with it. For our developers, a lot of changes have happened under the hood, especially a new focus on the platform project, the decoupling of the framework from the core CMS application. That's going to allow us to move beyond the CMS using the Joomla framework for a lot of cool new things. For site implementers, for the people that are trying to get sites up and running, moving into the enterprise, the ability to use our new access control list, a much more powerful yet flexible and elegant way to manage users, groups, and permissions on a Joomla site. We had a more structured version before, but now listening to the needs of our community and reaching up to enterprise and government organizations, we see a big change there.
So kind of a drive to get Joomla behind the firewall, it sounds like, right?
Essentially, yeah. We've already seen some big success. You know, we've got huge enterprises like eBay and others that are working on it. We got folks like Microsoft that are signed our contributor agreement that are helping out in writing some code, and it's great to kind of see that moving forward. But at the same time, you know, our good base of folks that are just, you know, the average content managers are able to use the flexibility that we have in our categorization system. So you used to have this really rigorous sections and categories, and that was the only way you could manage your content and organize it. Now you've got an unlimited level of nested categories, which for folks that are just trying to keep content organized on a site, it's a great addition to it.
Yeah, so a lot more flexibility in terms of how do you want to architecture your information store.
Exactly.
Within there.
And the one last thing is designers. We've got amazing template designers out there that are doing terrific work and really pushing the edge of what we can do with design on a CMS. Using a really XHTML-focused output on our views in Joomla 1.6 means that we're not using the old-school versions of, you know, table-based design. Divs and CSS are now driving our design views in the core. So it's nice, big benefits.
Really important, and keeps the designers happy, too,
yes,
doesn't
exactly.
it?
Yes, exactly. They want to use the best and the newest technology. We've got to give it to them.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I just want to let you know, if you guys have questions online, just send a tweet to at webcamps. We'll get them up here, and then I can ask Ryan here some questions while we're online here. So I hear tell that there's some even more cool news around Joomla 1.6 and Microsoft here. You want to tell us all about it?
Yeah, breaking news. My phone was vibrating from the tweets coming in. Terrific news from Microsoft is that Joomla 1.6, the latest version of Joomla, is now up and live in the web gallery.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that just happened seconds ago, so I encourage you folks that have access to the web gallery to make sure to go there, download it, check it out, and use it. We're really proud of the work the community has done the last 3 years. Even better to get into the hands of folks that are using the web gallery system with Microsoft.
Yeah, and you know, we're really excited as well. When we signed that Joomla contributor agreement, to be able to contribute in code for being able to leverage the WinCache, right? So
yep.
WinCache is kind of our open source PHP extension for caching, so you can get opcode caching for PHP, file cache, session cache, lots of cool features within there, but it just increases the stability and the performance, you know, for running Joomla on Windows and iOS. So really, really excited about that. Glad that we can actually contribute into the Joomla project.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited that we've got Joomla 1.6 in there now, and it's even better and faster on our platform.
And it's exciting, too, because we've got developers in our community that are working with your team and others to make sure that we've got Joomla running on SQL Server or SQL Server Azure. And the folks at Hadoop and other folks in the community that are helping to make that happen, again, it's just great to see that all come together.
I think that's great, and it's wonderful to see, Joomla take a more holistic approach to kind of the platforms and the databases they're going to be running on, because I think it helps grow the community, right? So that people that are out there and building Joomla sites for a living can expose themselves to a broader array of customers, right? Who may have requirements around that stuff. I see it all the time where, someone will come to me and say, can you help me out? Because this customer won't deploy MySQL in their server room or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, let's see what I can do, right?
So. Yeah, I have a chance to travel around a lot. And when I talk to folks that are in large corporations or large government agencies, they don't always have the flexibility in choosing the web applications or the databases of their choosing. So to be able to help them move forward with the platforms they've got, that's where we want to be. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Yeah. Let's see. Well, what else do we want to talk about here today? Tell me, I guess, about, I don't know. What do we want to talk about today? How's Sam doing?
Sam's doing great. You know, the poor
hey, Sam.
The poor areas down there in Australia, we're feeling for you here.
Yeah.
It's cold up here, but we don't have the torrential rain you guys are getting.
Or mud.
Yeah. You know, Sam and Andrew, a couple of the key guys from the project are down there in a really tough area. And the nights that we were really pushing hard to get 1.6 out the door, they were in the thick of a natural disaster. See those folks just like.
It was amazing to get emails or see emails from him, when he's digging out of mud.
Yeah.
Down in Toowoomba there.
Yeah.
So,
what's nice about what our developers are doing, the production leadership team, is just to see them helping us elevate Joomla away from just being a CMS and saying, there's a CMS spectrum that you can play that game on and who can build the next best commenting widget. But really, what I see our production leadership team doing is moving us forward into a whole new realm of opportunities where we can go to the enterprises, we can go to government agencies, and we can say, we're not just offering a CMS. Start there. That's a great place to begin. But with the platform project, the opportunities are endless for mobile apps, moving more into the cloud, integrating with other databases that are not normally seen in the open source world. Love to see more of that happen.
Are you seeing more commercial work around Joomla, whether it's creating themes or other types of vertical types of integrations? I mean, contributing obviously to the project and stuff, but more of a commercial focus around some of that?
Yeah, we're starting to see a bit of a distribution movement happening. There are some companies that are focused on certain verticals, say nonprofit organizations or those working in government agencies, those working with very large corporations. And I think we're at the early stages of that now, and the opportunities are really going to be endless as we continue to drive forward on that platform project as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, so we got a question from Twitter here. What more will Microsoft and Joomla do together in the future? That's a great question. What would you like to do?
I would really like to see Joomla continue to be adopted more in the Microsoft world. I kind of feel here this is my first time at CodeMash. There's a lot of .NET developers, people that are very comfortable in the Microsoft platform. And we like to say, there's an offering here that's another open source offering to check out, to use. And now that we're in the web gallery and other places, it's just great to see that continue to grow. And obviously, if there are ways in which Microsoft and Open Source Matters and the Joomla project can work together to continue to spread the word to developers about how they can use Joomla, how easy it is to be up and running with a platform that's democratizing and helps people spread the word about what they're doing, I think it'd be fabulous.
I think it is, too. I think that's going to be the last word for us. So, Ryan, thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you.
It was great spending some time with you today. So we're going to send it back to Redmond here. And we got Phil Hack up next. He's going to talk about ASP.NET MVC 3 and NuGet. So why don't we send it back to Redmond?
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Webcams TV. Today we're here talking about some of the new features in ASP.NET MVC3 and NuGet. And we're fortunate enough to be joined by Phil Hack. Welcome, Phil.
Hi.
So, Phil, tell everybody at home what you do for Microsoft.
So I'm a program manager on the ASP.NET team, and I work on NuGet and ASP.NET MVC.
Very cool. Speaking of which, there's some new features in MVC3, which you're particularly proud of. What's the ones that are your favorite?
So my favorite features are the Razor View Engine, so that has that really nice clean Razor syntax, the unobtrusive JavaScript support that builds upon jQuery, and then the NuGet Package Manager that we include as well.
Excellent. Well, let's get into a demo, so shall we, and show off some of that stuff.
So what I'll show here is the new project dialog for MVC3, and you notice that we've cleaned this up a bit so that there's only one MVC3 project template, and then we take you to this new project template, and we give you a choice here of what project type you want. We also give you a choice of which view engine you want, and so by default we choose Razor, and we allow third parties to hook into there, so if you're a fan of view engine, you can get your view engine to show up in there. And so, you know, after I've done that, you can see that our views have this nice, clean Razor syntax. You can see here there's very little noise. It's almost all your HTML with as minimal syntactic cruft, as we say, in there. And what's really great is if you're a Web Matrix user and you started off with that product and you start to get more advanced and really want like the model that we have with MVC, a lot of that knowledge that you learn with Razor web pages there applies to here.
Now, the big difference, though, in Visual Studio from Web Matrix is that you get IntelliSense as well.
Yeah, so that's a great thing here is that I can show off IntelliSense support. So you can see here the HTML dot, and I get all our helpful methods that you, if you're an MVC user, you know and love. So
very cool. Now, you mentioned NuGet. What's all that about?
So NuGet is a package manager that solves the problem of finding and making use of all these really great third-party libraries that are out there. And also helping you keep them up to date. Because typically what you would do is when you're ready to release version 2 of your product, you have to go look at all your assemblies you're referencing, the third-party ones, and then go search the web and see which ones have updates and try to go pull them all in. And I know from firsthand experience it's really painful. So with NuGet, you can install these dependencies through this really nice dialog, and we'll also tell you when updates are available. I'll show an example here of one of my favorite dependency injection frameworks, Ninject. And so there's not only a Ninject package, but there's also a Ninject MVC3 package.
I see.
Specific for MVC3 that hooks up into another new feature of MVC3, which is the whole dependency resolver functionality, which provides service location and enables dependency injection.
Very cool.
So you'll notice here that there's these two dependencies here, Ninject and Web Activator. So when I installed Ninject MVC3, it will pull in all of these dependencies and install those as well. And then you can track updates for all three of those packages.
So before I would have to go and hunt around for all of these assemblies out there on the web, but now NuGet takes care of all that for me.
Yep, and you can see here that there's Ninject, Ninject MVC3, and Web Activator. And this also added a little bit of code here in AppStart Ninject MVC3 where I can add all my bindings, and I'm good to go.
So it adds code as well?
Yeah. So you can add content, you can have add JavaScript files, you can add code, you can add assembly references, and you can also add these PowerShell tools. So if you use our alternative client, the Package Manage console, which can do everything that the add package dialog does, but it has a few extra features for more advanced for the power users. So, for example, if I install package MVC Scaffold, which is this prototype package that we have out there, it's now added new commands to the console. So I can hit, notice I get IntelliSense there, Scaffold Controller, can hit Model Type, and then, you know, let's say I add a product model, and that would scaffold that model.
So this is all open source, of course, and you get effort is open source but driven by Microsoft. Is there a good contribution going on there?
Yeah, we're getting contributions from external contributors of solid features. So the Outer Curve Foundation actually owns NuGet source code and the project, and so that enables them to accept contributions from third parties, and then Microsoft is taking that and shipping that in our own products with MVC3.
Fantastic. So if I'm a developer interested in NuGet, where can I go for more information?
NuGet.codeplex.com.
Fantastic. And what about MVC3?
ASP.NET/MVC.
Phil, thanks so much.
Ah, my pleasure.